Under Rock's firm leadership, they made pretty good time considering the damned mechanical failures and the natural elements they were up against. He marched them until their fingers and hands felt like they would fall off, and then marched them some more. He knew the Brids could take days of it at the slow pace they were going, not even stopping for sleep, as long as water and food bags were attached around their necks in motion. In fact, the animals liked nothing more than a leisurely mountain stroll, munching up slow mouthfuls. For a hybrid, it was practically a vacation. But Rock kept an eye on the two whiz kids, using them basically as his guides, meaning map readers. They weren't expendable either. The two of them were game enough, that was for damn sure. But they were just kids, whatever their brain power. And he could see after about 12 hours of riding, they couldn't take any more. Even Rajit's cocoa-colored skin was turning a shade paler, while Connor's Irish freckled skin was already nearing purple. By day four, they'd covered about 200 miles. The only incidents were a few cases of frostbite of fingers and toes, which were given extra coverings. But when the shit hits the fan, it usually hits fast.
Rock?
I heard it. You don't think it's...
It sounded like one, yeah. You see anything?
Not yet. Wait. 9 o'clock.
Chen ripped his glance up to a snow-covered granite slope to his left that rose up a good 1,000 feet above them at about a 50-degree angle. For a few seconds, he couldn't see anything. But as his eyes focused, they followed the source of the noise. Far up at the peak of the mountain above, a white puffy mist was rising, shot up as if under pressure. And it was growing fast.
Avalanche! Everybody move!
Avalanche? Where?
Did you say avalanche? Oh, like, there's an avalanche?
McCaughlin, I'll lead the group. Chen, try and herd the laggers.
Men, run! Yeah!
Move, you sons of bitches! Move! Follow Rock! Rock, you see any shelter?
Not yet.
Well, we still got a little time. The snow's only halfway down the mountain.
It'll be here before you know it. Keep looking.
The avalanche was wide now, a good half mile, maybe more, across. Even from a distance, Roxon could see that it was just chewing up everything on the slope and gobbling it down. Trees, boulders, shrubs, a few elk grazing here and there were all sucked into snowy jaws.
Please don't let the men die. Don't let this mission fail.
There! Where?
200 feet ahead, 2 o'clock!
Rock's steed almost lost its balance as it made the sudden turn, but it recovered. Within seconds, the animal was heading down the slope with jumping strides, more like a goat than a hybrid horse. Its lead showed the Brids behind how to do it, as some of them were new to the combat squad. The all-terrain vehicles had been designed for occasions just such as this, and they seemed to have little trouble shooting down the rock-strewn slope. Score one for high tech. Rock pushed the Brid to the max, and saw as he looked up that the avalanche had slowed just slightly as it came to a plateau about 100 feet deep. But it would only buy them seconds, for even as he watched, the top began spilling over the collecting snow on the plateau and built up like a great towering dune 600 feet above their heads.
Faster, you fleabag! I'll give you every bit of sugar in the kitchen supply, I swear!
Roxon pressed against the side of the great heaving steed like he was part of it. The mount seemed to suddenly go into overdrive and rushed forward like it was closing in on the last few yards of the Kentucky Derby. The dune of snow hanging above was approaching critical mass. It had grown to a good 100-foot wall of white and seemed to crest as more snow came pumping down behind it. The great curtain of darkness descended toward them like the smashing hand of a giant.
We're here! Snorter, keep going!
Snorter leapt the last 10 feet toward safety, flying all the way to the far side, wanting to get as far away from the avalanche as he could before Rock was able to throw on the brakes.
You two did good. Now get your Brits the hell out of the way.
Rock!
I see you, Detroit!
It was all just a blur. He could hardly see a thing through all the flying snow. Their very bones shook as the world above them grew darker and darker, like an eclipse of the sun was taking place. Even as Rock reached the end of the overhang where men were still tearing in, he saw the curtain descend.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.